Hi, and welcome to Mouse Chat. I'm Lisa, and our mouse chatters today are Lauren, Chris, and Bob. Welcome, guys.
Hello.
Hey.
Hello.
Hey. We're going to have one of our favorite topics tonight. We are talking food. Hooray.
Again.
It doesn't get old.
No.
No, it really doesn't.
It just doesn't, so... let's get going. We're going to talk about our favorite must-eats. And it can be, in Lauren's case, it can be a liquid eat.
Hey!
Let's just wait till we hear that list. And
I'm just going to have to take that off the list now.
See? It was on there. So it can be a favorite drink. It can be an appetizer, main entree. It can be a side dish. It can be a dessert. It can be anything. Snack. No boundaries. So we're going to start off with Lauren and her list.
And my list is exactly 5.
Wow.
Plus a couple.
It's going to say, wow, there's something that can
happen. I'm totally kidding. Okay. So my first thing is, in Sleepy Hollow in Magic Kingdom, Liberty Square, the Nutella and fresh fruit waffle. That has become a must-do for me when I go.
You know, I still haven't had that.
Oh, my God.
I've had it.
So good.
I've had it a couple times. I thought it was a tiny bit dry, like it needed butter or something.
No.
The waffle, too. I mean, it was like a little tasteless.
How could... No, not with Nutella on it. How could it be tasteless?
I was going to say,
they don't give you... They don't give you enough Nutella to cover the fact that the waffle itself is really bland.
Oh, no, I disagree.
Yeah. We have to, let's get one next time we're down
there
and we'll give it a, yeah, because it's really so big you only need,
you have to split it, yeah.
See, the only thing I don't think I really like about it is that it has, I mean, I love waffles, I love Nutella, strawberries, I like that. Banana.
It's so good with the banana.
Yeah, the banana
is good on there. I love it with the banana.
See, I don't know why people pair strawberry and banana. I just never thought that those
went
well together.
Oh, yeah, no, I like it. I mean, like, for example, my kid's yogurt is always strawberry and banana.
Yeah, so. See, I guess because I don't, I object to that mix together.
See, and I'm a fan of it, no strawberries, just banana.
Huh.
It's my favorite way.
I wonder if they could, like, not put bananas on there if I just
ask
for
strawberries. Yeah, you can choose, because I ask for no strawberries.
Oh, okay. Well, I definitely have to check that out, because I've heard good things, and I love Nutella.
Ooh. It's so good.
Yeah.
Okay, and then my number 2 spot is 2 things. I'm sleep. I'm cheating, okay? But it's the same restaurant. So that makes it okay. Ohana, the bread pudding with vanilla ice cream and the bananas and the caramel sauce. Oh my God, that's so good. And before that, pineapple coconut bread is to die for.
Yeah, it's
and
really
Ohana,
good.
Of course, can be found at the Polynesian.
It's one of my favorites.
Okay, so far so good.
My next one is kind of an off the beaten track one. In the Contemporary Resort, the Contempo Cafe, the hot turkey sandwich that comes with brie cheese, apple butter, arugula, challah bread.
Sorry.
It's so good. And it's the Fiji apple, so it's got that little bittery. It's so good.
Whenever you say brie and then you follow it with turkey and challah, I get all excited.
It does not sound good, but it's so good.
No, brie and turkey are fantastic together. They're so, like, belong together.
Isn't brie kind of that, like...
It's a mild, soft cheese.
Yeah.
Brie is so good. You know what brie is good with? Figs. But
really?
Bob, you really, if you haven't had brie before, you need to have it. And you've had it.
I think I have had brie. There's one, I know what I keep thinking of. I always confuse brie, and for whatever reason, and gorgonzola. And
oh,
they're totally different cheeses.
Yeah,
and I don't like gorgonzola,
reminds me of blue cheese almost.
Yes, yes. Yeah. And I hate
Well, because it is a blue cheese.
Cheese. And I don't like gorgonzola, but brie I think I've had. So apples and brie sounds good, and then turkey. Oh, that actually sounds really, really good.
It's one of my favorite cheeses, and you can get it like a double cream or a triple cream. Bob, if I ever cook for you, there'll be triple cream brie for you.
How long have I known you and you've never cooked for me?
I know. Well, that's because I don't live near you. What, I'm going to send you a chicken in the mail?
Yes. Oh, why not?
Wait, if you're sending chickens, I want in.
Yeah, really.
I don't want a
turkey
leg. Here's
roast chicken, Bob. Even if I overnighted it, it wouldn't be any good the next morning.
Well, what about a cake? Can you overnight a cake?
You know, I've thought about that. I don't know.
You know what? You could just freeze it and use some dry ice, and you can ship it that way.
I bet you could freeze a chicken and use some dry ice.
You know what, Bob? When I'm down in Orlando in July, and we have that Grand Villa, I'm making a cake, so come on over.
Oh, there you go.
We're also getting biscuits and gravy from Chris Sharps.
Yeah, but that's Chris Sharps is actually making that.
He's all coming right, well, keep going.
Sorry, we digress. Because food is like an obsession, right?
Well, okay. Now I'm thinking about brie and turkey, but so continue.
Well, I'm going to stay on that whole turkey thing and go to Earl of Sandwich in the Marketplace in Downtown Disney. And the Earl's Club is so good. And I really think that it's not really the sandwich itself. It's whatever their sauce is that they use. It's roast turkey, bacon, Swiss cheese, lettuce, tomatoes, and then they have the sandwich sauce. And the sauce is just so good. I don't know what's in it, but it's very, very good. So that's another one I highly recommend. My next one is Via Napoli, the margarita pizza.
Yeah.
It's my favorite.
Everything there is so good.
It is, I agree.
Via Napoli in Epcot, Italy.
And then the next one is Le Cellier in Epcot. I love the Canadian cheddar cheese soup.
Now, see, that did nothing for me. I just thought it was really bland.
I thought it was really salty.
Love it.
When I had it. I wonder if it's hit and miss.
Maybe.
Could be.
I thought there wasn't a lot going on. It seemed very bland. You know, they promised there's bacon and beer in it. You can kind of taste the beer a tiny bit, but
yeah, a little bit.
I didn't taste any of the bacon.
All I tasted was cheese and a lot of salt.
See, I don't remember it being salty. A little bit, but not crazy.
And I've only had it at because you know Le Cellier is traditionally difficult to get into. I've had it at what was it? Food and Wine, I guess.
Oh yeah, the outside stand.
Yeah. So maybe it was being mass produced, and that's why it was.
That could be salty. It's probably mass produced. Yeah, good point, Bob. Although I wasn't crazy about it. I've had it in the restaurant, and I just thought it was kind of like, you know, you hear so much about it, you're like, oh, can't wait, and then you're like, okay.
Well, that's how I felt about getting a little off topic, but it's still food related. Trails End at not Trails End, Whispering Canyon Cafe, rather.
Yeah, right.
I you know, you hear so many people talk about that, and then. I guess it was so hyped up in my mind that.
What didn't you like there? What was overrated in your
the opinion? Food?
Everything.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I think it's a fun atmosphere if you like that, but I mean, even that.
Oh, I love the atmosphere there.
Well, but once you know the whole ketchup joke gets old after like the 10th time.
Yeah, but if you're there for the first time,
right.
And. You know, you're sitting there and you ask for ketchup or, you know, a fork or whatever, and they bring you over 13 bottles of ketchup or they bring you over a fork that's almost as tall as you. It's funny. It's cute.
Yeah. It's good for first timers. It's good for people that enjoy it. If you don't like it, don't go back.
Yeah.
I think it's definitely a thing for people who enjoy it. Personally, I don't like my dining experience interrupted by fun. I'm there to get down and get bed.
She's got the feed bag on.
I do.
Don't crack wise. You know, just tell me what's on the menu and bring me.
I barely want to make pleasant conversation with the waiter, much less yuck it up. You know, I mean, I just want to eat. I want to eat. I want to enjoy the company of the person I'm with. And I don't want to have fun. And yeah, and I don't need my kids.
You don't
want to
have fun?
Not there. Not while I'm eating. And the one thing
She's
I definitely.
Focused.
The one thing I definitely don't, I know people think I like weigh 500 pounds. The one thing I don't want to do is I do not want to hype up my kids during mealtime. That's a no-no in our house. So
that's a good point.
Yeah.
That is distracting. You know, you're trying to get them to eat and they might be thinking about it. And then now they're distracted with the ketchup. And now they're distracted with this.
Yeah. So it's not a thing that our family will do. Are we doing that in July? We are.
We're doing Trail's End. Oh, wait, we are doing that.
No, wait, we're doing that in, is it July or September?
It's July.
July.
Remember, okay. We were supposed to do that scavenger hunt. We got it. This is like the most off-topic show. Sorry.
Anyway,
the people won't care because it's about food. People love food. Okay, do cooking.
Okay, that is July. Okay. You're right. Sorry.
It is July. Okay, so moving on. The next thing on my list is coffee margarita, which is back on the menu at La Cava del Tequila, which is the tequila bar in the Mexican Pavilion in Epcot. It's super expensive, though. It's like $14.
Wow. One margarita?
One margarita. But it's so good.
But you said it's back on the menu?
Yeah,
they took it off.
They took it off during Food and Wine.
Oh, maybe that's why.
Yeah, I think it had something to do with that because they have different things on the menu, I guess. So that was something that went off the menu. It's really, really good. And
does it taste like coffee? Does it taste more like alcohol?
You know, it almost tastes like a mudslide with coffee.
Oh, that sounds really good.
It's really good.
Actually, it does sound pretty good.
Let's add that to the list. Well, we're going to Epcot one night in June, so I think the ladies will be trying that.
Yes, we're going to drink and do desserts around the world, right?
Yeah, so
I will be the designated guide.
I think you're going to be at Downtown Disney that night.
I am.
Unless you want to skip out on that.
What? Who? Where?
What's in Downtown Disney?
She's going to Boat Rights, I thought, or not Boat Rights, Portobello, not Portobello.
Ew, no.
Someplace. No.
I'm sorry. I like your reaction.
She's like, where am I going?
Oh, no.
Now, wasn't it Fulton's?
I'm not going to Fulton's.
Thank you. I thought you were.
No.
Okay.
No.
No, don't send me back to part of
it. Oh, my gosh. No, thank you. Ever. You get better food at the local.
Better food at Olive Garden.
I was going to say Olive Garden, but that's disrespectful to Olive Garden.
Exactly. Because Olive Garden seems high end when you compare it to Portobello.
I was trying to think of something a little less fancy than that. Sparrow?
Well, just keep in mind that there are Disney podcasts out there who think that Portobello has wonderful food.
You know, I don't.
Hey, everybody's entitled to their own opinion.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I was led down the primrose path with that podcast. I was like, yeah, I want to eat there. Then I was like, oh, yeah, that's really bad. They must have hit it on a really good night.
Yeah, and I don't know if it's worth another shot because the menu itself isn't impressive. It wasn't that the food was just off.
Wait, Donna got something that wasn't too bad, didn't she? Didn't Donna get the only?
She had like a plain red sauce.
No, I had the plain red sauce. I thought she had the ink sauce or something.
Yeah, that's what she had. I have a picture of it.
Yeah, all right.
One more and I'm done. The Quake Shake at Deer Deli in
what's
downtown
in it?
Disney. It's got chocolate, peanut butter, and vanilla ice cream.
Steve would like that.
It's really good.
What does it have?
It's got milk chocolate, peanut butter, and vanilla ice cream.
Oh, that would be good, yeah.
Oh, wow. Is it blended thoroughly, or is it kind of mushed together?
No, it's blended. It's blended.
Okay.
Okay.
It sounds like it would be really, really thick.
Yeah, it's yummy. Yeah, with peanut butter it is. So, and that is officially the end of my top five.
Very good. All right. Well, I like some of those. Some of those actually are on my list, and I'm going to go to Chris. Chris, what do you
have? I don't exactly have five either because it's just too hard to limit yourself. So I'm taking my cue from Lauren, and I'm going to have a couple extra. So
that's my pick.
So my number six is actually the steak from Yachtsman Steakhouse. I guess this isn't in order, but I love the steak there. I just think people always want to know where you can get a really good steak at Disney World, and I think Yachtsman is always the answer, especially if you're on the dining plan. So it's just a good deal there. I think the waiters there are fantastic too, and I love a good ribeye, for example, and they have a really good one there.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know, our experience, we've been to Yachtsman's twice, and our first experience was really bad, and our second experience was with you guys, and I don't remember. It was a good experience, but I don't remember the food.
Wait, we didn't eat at Yachtsman.
Captain's
Grill, yeah.
Well, I don't remember, which was actually fairly good. It was.
Yeah, I remember
as a whole, it was a good experience, and so I would go there again. Yachtsman, I guess I have to give a second try.
I've eaten at Yachtsman like 5 or 6 times now, and I think all but one time it's been consistently good. And the one time it was off, it wasn't terrible. I just think that they over-seasoned one of the steaks, so it wasn't as good. But no, they are consistent, and I would agree, Chris, that if you are looking for a quality cut of meat, while at Disney, Yachtsman is hard to beat.
I have to agree. So, okay, number 5. I love the pancakes from Grand Floridian Cafe. I think those pancakes are not only good Disney pancakes, they're the best pancakes I've had anywhere. They've got a little touch of vanilla. They're a tiny bit sweet. Even without syrup, they're just really good, and they're super fluffy.
You know what? We're staying there in June. We should make a reservation and have breakfast there one day.
We should. We absolutely should. Yeah, I mean, and it's a good deal, too. It's like, what, $12.99, maybe $11.99 or less even. And you get pancakes and some bacon. So by Disney standards, the price is it's good.
And for Grand Floridian, you wouldn't expect that.
And the thing I like about Grand Floridian Cafe is it's you can almost always get in there, and they have really nice servers. So, I mean, that place is kind of like...
I think the fact that it's called Cafe kind of... gives people the wrong impression.
Yeah, that's a sleeper restaurant.
It is. It's totally a sleeper restaurant. And I love that place so much that like the last time I was there, which was in January, I was there just with the kids for part of the trip. We went there and had pancakes every morning.
Wow.
And it was they were really good. Yeah, my kids were totally wired. I don't know why. I guess all those empty carbs. No, it was really good. So let me see. Number 4 is the pork chop from the Brown Derby. And usually this pork chop, they usually put Manchego cheese on it, which is like a Spanish cheese. It's very mild. And it will often have some sort of accompaniment with, apples in it, like maybe a sweet potato apple hash, or maybe, you know, if it's a cooler time of the year, something a little less heavy. But it's always got something with apples going on, and it is the best pork chop in the entire world. It's really good.
I like the Brown Derby.
I love the Brown Derby. Again, a sleeper restaurant.
Yeah.
And I think when you have sleeper restaurants, especially one in the parks, I think what ends up happening is you get better service because they're not inundated with guests, unlike like someplace like Le Cellier. My number 3 is my old favorite. It's the cheese Danish. And you can get those everywhere. And I think they're like $2.75 or something. It's just a big wad of dough with a bunch of cream cheese on the top. And I love it. I get one every trip. Usually I have more than one. And in fact, in March, they didn't have any. And I was looking for them everywhere. It was really sad. I thought, oh, they're not going to sell them anymore. But they were back by June. So my number 2... is the orange slushy, the Grand Marnier slush, what is it called? It's the Grand Marnier slush from Epcot in France. Yeah. And this is like an alcoholic drink. They serve it in like a little cute plastic cup. And I can vouch that like 3 of those will really relax you. So really 2 and a glass of wine and you're ready for a nap.
Chris, you're a lightweight. You don't need that many.
I know, right?
No, I think I'm a lightweight. Because I can't drink three. Three would have me on the floor passed out.
Three would have me on the floor passed out, and I can.
I'd like to see Bob with two then.
Two right. makes me. They're not strong. They're not strong at all. Two makes me pretty tipsy. That night that Kevin and I went to Monsieur Paul's, and we were kind of like bickering because we were having sort of a bad trip. I had like, you know, I had some wine, and I had a couple of those, and yeah, I was pretty. relaxed. So I'm not a big drinker at all, but you know, every now and then, and if I'm going to drink in Disney, that's what I would drink. Although they're expensive. They're like what, $10 a drink.
Yeah. Well, so they're like they're like the margarita.
Yeah. You have to really be a lightweight like me. So, you know, and there's not even that much. I mean, I'd say there's 8 ounces tops, maybe six.
Yeah. It's not big.
Yeah. It's not big. But they're delicious. Anyway, number two is something that's not even on the menu. And unfortunately, right now, California Grill is closed. We don't know when it's opening, but everybody thinks it's opening at the end of summer. Rumor has it you can make dining reservations next month. It's the vegetarian sushi. And I'm really picky about sushi, but I love their vegetarian sushi there. You can ask for it. They'll make it up. It's so pretty. It's almost too pretty to eat. And it's very good.
Almost.
So, yeah. So if you're a vegetarian and you're at California Grill, ask them to make you the vegetarian sushi. And it's cheap, too. It's like under $15 for this huge plate of gorgeous sushi.
Oh,
and
wow.
My last one is it's kind of weird. It's the collard greens from 50s Primetime Cafe in Hollywood Studios. And I love 50s Primetime Cafe anyway. I think it's one of the better places to eat. Like that's a one credit place. I just think the food is consistently good. But some of the dishes there come with collard greens. And if you've never, I bet a lot of people don't eat them. They think, ugh, this is disgusting.
That would be me.
Yeah, no, give it a try next time. Their collards have a nice peppery, vinegary flavor to them. And they got a little bit of a kick. They're really good. I think
I can live my whole life without that.
Those are the best collard greens I have ever had. And you can't eat fried chicken without a tiny bit of collard greens.
Oh, yes, you can.
Mandatory. Yeah. there's something about it. There's like this acidic kind of green taste. Kind
That's
of
not selling it to me.
Oh, no, they're so good. And they have a little bit of smokiness. I mean, I'm sure there's pork in them. There is pork. Which helps. You know, they're probably like a ham hock or something. I don't know. But those are the only collard greens I've had at a place that, you know, isn't like a little mom and pop place that I thought were good. All you people south of the Mason-Dixon know exactly what I mean about good collard greens.
I am south of the
I'm technically south of the Mason-Dixon, and I'm not thrilled.
I'm not sure where the Mason-Dixon line is. But.
It's right below Pennsylvania.
Oh, okay. So I guess I am south of the Mason-Dixon line. But I'm a transplant.
Mason-Dixon, yeah.
I'm a transplant, so I don't count when it comes to collard greens.
You can assimilate and eat your collards. Your wife knows what I'm talking about.
Yeah, she does. She likes collards, and she's trying to have me eat collards.
I can't understand. Like, I can understand maybe not eating, like, a type of meat or something, but a vegetable that looks as innocuous as collard greens? Come on.
I don't know.
Doesn't do it for me.
Yeah.
It's delicious. And they're not overly mushy there either. They have a little bit of a
they
bite.
They hold their form. And I'm not one for collard greens, but I do like it over at Olive Garden. Boy, this is a good show for Olive Garden.
Okay.
What? They need to
sponsor by.
Don't they serve collard greens at Olive Garden?
No. Let me finish. They have their Zuppa Toscana. Which is their potato sausage soup, and they put the collard greens in there, and they essentially blanch them in there. They throw them in. They're supposed to anyway. Throw them in throughout the day, and they stand top. They float, and so you're supposed to get some pretty fresh and not terribly mushy collard greens in your soup, and it's good. It works.
I'm surprised they don't use kale.
Probably
would fit better.
I don't know. Maybe
I'm
they
such
do.
A. I'm
I don't
such
think
a
they do.
No, they I don't know. I'm a total food snob. Okay. So,
well,
what? No kale? I'm gonna get a T-shirt that has that on that.
Okay. Well, now you've got me wondering, which is it?
It's probably collards. It's just, you know.
I don't know. Okay. Well.
Well, kale's more Italian, you know. Whatever. Okay.
All right. Well, someone write.
Was that it
me
for
know.
Me? Yeah, my collards were the end. They were delicious. I'm so hungry. Okay.
All right, Bob. Let's go to you.
I like that you sing it. That's great.
I
that's how I know you're happy about food. that was very cute. Don't expect me to sing my food choices. In no particular order.
You could use a different character voice for each food.
Oh, that, I don't think I have five voices, but well, I probably do. But anyway, the first choice is the carrot cake cookie at Hollywood Studios.
God, yes.
You can get it at the Writer's Stop, and you
I
can get it
that.
Also at next to Villains in Vogue. The sweet what is it called? Sweet
yeah, that place down the steps.
The sweet shop. Yeah, it's next to Villains in Vogue. There's a sweet shop there. You can get it there
if they're open. Let me just
No,
in.
You're thinking of
what am I thinking of?
You're thinking of the other place next to the Brown Derby that stays open like 9 to
3.
Yeah,
behind
no.
the
yeah.
Brown Derby.
Starring roles. No. You can get the carrot cake cookie at Hollywood Studios at the Writer's Stop or the Sweet Shop, which is right next to Villains and Vogue. They're open from park open to park close.
Okay.
Two delicious carrot cake cookies, really moist, really soft, and a delicious cream cheese filling in between. It's honestly almost too much for one person, given how sweet the cookie is and the large size of the cookie. So it's something that you could probably split, but oh, so good. I'm so glad that I was in the Writer's Stop when another guest told me, oh, you need to try this cookie, because it's been a favorite ever since. It's that
still
good. And I was never really a huge carrot cake fan, but that it's good. Like Chris, Yachtsman Steakhouse. I love the filet mignon. It seems what I go back to time and time again there. I don't think you can go wrong with any cut of meat there. I think Donna does the ribeye or the New York.
I've got to go back because I did so wrong there.
But
what did
the
you
filet
have?
I think I had a ribeye. And
what's
it was gristly and literally half the steak was uneatable.
And I think it was right the second
time. A ribeye is a really tricky steak, and I'm not surprised. I think that a lot of times you can order one and get one that's kind of fatty. I mean,
you're probably safe.
They do have a lot of marbling on them on a ribeye, so you do.
You know, I get the marbling, you know, but this was.
Oh.
It was beyond acceptable.
Well, see, this is why I like filet mignons too. It's
safer.
Get 8 ounces or 10 ounces, but it's all meat. You know, you're not cutting away, or you're cutting away very
That's
little
true.
Fat. If there's a downside to Yachtsman, it's that it's a la carte. So any sides that you are getting, you are ordering separately, or most of the sides you're getting, you're ordering separately. Speaking of sides, there. Their mushrooms are fantastic. If you're going to order a side, really, really good. Awesome.
They have good appetizers, too. I mean, I think most signatures do really interesting appetizers. And the salad I had there was so good. Like, I'm still thinking about it.
I think I've stayed away from their appetizers only because I know that the steak and the side is a lot of food. And plus the bread, the rolls there, the bread rolls that they give you are so good.
God, those are good.
Yeah. My next thing in France, in Epcot, the Napoleon.
Mm-hmm.
I love a good Napoleon, and I think they make a really good one there. Now the greens is yes. What?
You see, I like a good Napoleon too, and I don't think France has a good Napoleon.
I gotta agree with you, Lisa.
I think you go to Chicago, you get a good Napoleon.
Well,
I think you go to my neighborhood bakery, and I can get a better Napoleon.
I should add a caveat to this.
Okay.
I've lived in Florida now for like 14 years. I've probably had a much better Napoleon when I lived up north in Jersey.
Yay, go Jersey!
There's great bakeries, in the New York New Jersey area. Water. Okay, but you take what you can get when you live
in.
Okay.
Yeah, suddenly, you know, I'm used to all the good ethnic food in Chicago, and suddenly I eat down here, and it's good.
So this good for me, I guess, by Florida standards, Disney standards, local Orlando area standards. All
right. We're qualifying now.
We're qualifying. That's what I do. let's see. Next on the list, the fried chicken at 50's Primetime. Really, really like it.
I have to try that when we go.
I haven't had it either.
And plus, you get, for like $20, you get a huge plate of chicken and you get your sides. I think it comes with mashed potatoes and you can, I think it comes with collards too, but I substituted out because I'm not eating there. So I think I got like broccoli or something. But the fried chicken itself was really, really good. Very moist, meaty, generous portions. Just not something that you see typically. So great deal and good food. I like it a lot. And then the next one on the list would be, well, it's probably a tie, because they're both burgers, but they're both different. Beaches and Cream cheeseburger.
Beaches and Cream.
At Beach Club. But also another good burger that I really, really enjoy is the Grand Floridian burger at the Grand Floridian Cafe. And that one's not your typical burger. It's different because it comes with lobster on top of it. It's an Angus burger, and then they top it with lobster. And it's fantastic, but it's not something you're going to order all the time because it's $20.
Now, is it possible to eat it like a normal burger, or do you have to go at it with a knife and fork?
No, actually, it stays together really well.
Huh.
And it's real lobster. It's not that crab meat, you know, substitute pollock.
And
stuff.
Doesn't it have like a hollandaise or something on it?
Hollandaise. It's got some kind of a sauce on it. Yeah, that is
okay.
I'll have to look it up to tell you exactly, but and it's got some like field greens or something on it. Fantastic burger. I was a little apprehensive for Donna to order it because I'm like, it's $20. I'm like, what if we hate it?
Yeah.
That's a lot of money to spend on a burger. No, totally worth it. And they serve it with a side of chips that they make homemade in the restaurant, which are also really, really good. You know, those are probably some of the best burgers on property there. I mean, I don't think you can go wrong with Beaches and Cream. They make an excellent hamburger. I think it's because they butter the bread there. But if you're looking for something a little different, something that you don't normally see in the parks and you're a burger fan, yeah, the Grand Floridian burger. It's nice. So.
I think I've had that one before.
They've changed it. Apparently, it used to come with – I think it used to come with lobster and maybe asparagus and like a hollandaise sauce on it. And now it's changed a little bit.
See, it's funny. I have to say that any time I have sent people to that restaurant, they come back and they always say it was their favorite one.
Yeah.
People love that restaurant.
And I think it's not a place that very many people are aware of, I don't think, because I've never had trouble getting a table there. You walk in, at least for lunch. I mean, I walk in and there's a ton of tables available.
Yeah, there's usually availability. But you know what it could possibly be? So it's sort of off to the side. So if you're just going in there to maybe go to 1900 Park Fair, you're maybe not going to see it. And it isn't really a destination resort. Like, you know, it's on the way to the Magic Kingdom. You know, if you're not staying there, you're not going to get off and go, I don't know. I don't think people resort hop like we do, you know?
No. No, I agree.
They should.
But definitely, definitely something worth checking out. And if you're listening to this and you're looking for a place to try that's different or that you haven't tried before for an upcoming trip,
We need to go experience a little bit of stuff over there.
Mm-hmm.
And it is a little bit out of the way. I mean, you wouldn't think to go that way in the resort and walk all the way back in that direction necessarily.
Well, and it doesn't really look like, I hate to say it, it's very clean and very tidy, but it sort of looks like a 1980s cafeteria in there. You know, it does. Like remember, like you could go to maybe like a department store cafeteria is what it looks like. You know, so little old grandmas go in there after they, you know, shop or something. That's kind of how it looks. You know, it's kind of old fashioned.
Like something you'd see on the third floor of a Macy's.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. That's exactly what it looks like. Right. So right. It's not, you know, it doesn't even like draw you in, you know, with so much other stuff going on around you.
Right.
So that place is good. We need to do the pancakes, and we need the other thing I want to add to my new thing is the donuts at Wilderness Lodge.
Oh yeah, we're
got like
there.
A whole list. This is like going to be a food trip in June. Bob, you're going to be sad you're not with us.
Oh, as I'm running from hearing to hearing to hearing.
Yes.
Yeah, I probably will.
We're going to need to bring our Spanx.
Nice. Okay, so yeah, that's about my list. I tried to limit it to sort of five. I mean, I probably could have gone on a little bit longer than that.
But it's hard. It's definitely hard to limit it. And I think it is interesting that I am hearing some of the same things that you guys have mentioned in the past, but I'm hearing some new things too. And it's funny, no matter how many times we do this, I don't think it's going to be the same because whatever we've enjoyed the last trip is kind of
what comes out.
Right, it's lingering in our mind. So
but here's the good thing is things change. I mean, restaurant items change, and new restaurants occasionally appear, and it's just like when California Grill reopens, they're going to have an all new menu. So
yes,
I'm sure we'll probably find new appetizers and dishes and desserts there to love.
Yeah, I can't wait.
Yeah. It'll take a lot of trips down there to test them all.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well.
Well, wait. The five trips we're taking already aren't enough? We're not going to cover it all?
No.
Wait. This is like the worst show to do when you haven't really had dinner.
You know what? I hate to do this, too, but we stopped. We had a lot of things to do today after school, and we stopped at Checkers. And
Checkers? Oh, it's like a little ham. They have good burgers.
Oh. I don't know if I've never been there or I just haven't been there in a long time, but I don't think I'll be going back.
Oh, see, ours are actually fairly good.
It was, even the girls, we all, well, they had fries. I just got a burger. I got a cheeseburger, and it was salty and peppery, and it was expensive for what you got.
They used to be like a dollar. Like I can remember when I was in grad school, Kevin and I would be so broke and I'd be like, let's go to Checkers, two cheeseburgers for $2.
Yeah. And you know, it cost me, I think $13 for the three of us. And we didn't really get that much. We got two kids meals and a cheeseburger.
Yeah. That's quite a bit.
And you know, that was a little surprising to me. I didn't get a drink. I didn't get fries. And anyway, It wasn't good. I don't know.
That stinks.
It does. But, you know, that's one less place that I need to go and eat bad food.
Wendy's is always my, like, whenever I want a fast food burger, it's always Wendy's.
Yep. That's fresh, never frozen.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay. So, my turn. I'm kind of all over the place, and I noticed that I started off with my favorite resort, which is the Beach Club. And I start with a gelato, and they don't have it anymore, but they don't have the hand scoop. They have pre-scooped, but it's still pretty good. But they also have it now at Art of Animation in their new cafeteria. So you can get your nice, fresh gelato over there. Very good. Also at the Beach Club, in their store, they have a food area, and they make you walk in and you smell this smell, and it is just so scrumptious. And it's their pizza. They make a flatbread pizza, and I've tried to duplicate it and or imitate it, whatever, and it doesn't happen. It is so good. It is so garlicky just yummy. And so I love that, the flatbread pizza. I don't even need to put anything on it. Don't even put the pepperoni, just cheese pizza. They make it so good. Okay. Yes. Then I'm going to jump over to the Polynesian, where at the luau, they serve a salad. And you think no big deal, but it is just so good. It's got this very good sweet ginger dressing. Delicious. And the fact that it's all you can eat is a little dangerous, especially since they have that waiting for you on the table, and then there's more to come. So you fill up on salad. I fill up on the salad. And
then you have to watch people hula while you're eating salad.
Yeah, people that are quite impressive. But yeah. So I love the salad over at the luau. And I think it's the same up in Ohana.
Oh, is it the same salad? That is a really good salad.
It is. I think it is the same. So both of those kind of count. Now going to Ohana, I'm going to agree. I think, Lauren, you said that it was the bread pudding that really hits the spot.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Wow, I could not believe. I was so full. It's funny when you go to Ohana or a lot of the places around Disney, you get the breads and the salads and the appetizers, and you're like, oh, my God, I am so full. And then they bring the main entree, and you're like, okay, yeah, I can eat that. And and then they come by with dessert. You're like, well, I can't pass on dessert. And you just hurt so bad. And some of the biggest moments in my life where I've just literally felt like I could explode from eating too much, just complete gluttony, I can't explain it. It just, you have to eat. So anyway, Ohana bread pudding, yum.
Yeah.
And over at Rose and Crown, we got to eat there on one of these past trips, and they have a good burger. The burger and the fries or chips, the burger and chips, they were really good. I was impressed. So I'm going to give them two thumbs up, Rose and Crown in Epcot and the World Showcase.
What was special about the burger, or was just, there anything?
It wasn't special. I think, again, the buttered bun. I believe they have a buttered bun, and it just was yummy. It was everything I wanted in a burger. They put cheddar cheese on it instead of American, which kind of floats my boat, and it was good. Good seasoning, good size. It was cooked perfectly. Everything just fell in line.
Nice.
Yeah, it was good. My last one is... Wait, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Dagnabbit. All right, so my last one...
Oh, I'm not the only one going over, huh?
I do have to say, just I think Rose and Crown Pub is another one of those sleepers. Like people kind of think of it as, oh, well, I want to see the... you know, illumination, so I'll book there. But I think the food there is really good.
I'd never been there prior to this. So
fish and chips are so good.
Well, how's the fish and chips compare to the little booth outside?
You know what? It's pretty close, but it's a bigger piece. So they kind of give you like one giant piece.
Okay.
Yeah, at lunch, at least.
Okay. I do like their fish and chips. That is a consistently good. See, this is another thing that I think really it's hard to pick five because
there's so much good food.
Yeah.
Okay, so my last one, if you know, I must. Art of Animation. I love the make your own salad, and they have that in the cafeteria as well. And I think it might be another ginger or vinaigrette dressing that makes it really good. But you put in what you want and not what you don't, and that is my style.
See, this is, I think salad should be, you know, absent from this list because salads are not fun.
It's pretend food.
It is pretend, although collard greens are a vegetable too, so maybe if we're going to allow collard greens, maybe we have to allow.
We're going
to
do a show. I've been making some notes, and we're going to do a show so you can start thinking about best drink, best burger, best appetizer, entree, dessert, chicken dish, beef dish, seafood dish.
I'll
Maybe
do
that's
it.
A good way to do it. Yeah.
We're going to have that coming up and we'll organize that.
Well, I'm glad you mentioned Art of Animation because I really like that food court,
Me
and I know I
too.
didn't bring it up, but I hope that Disney continues to put those types of food courts and selections available in resorts because it's the number of choices and I don't know. There's a lot of lots to eat at Art of Animation.
Yeah. It's not exactly I don't know. I mean, everything there seems so much better than you could get at Pop, for example. It's really good.
Yeah, it
So
is.
they have a meatball sub there. It's a little garlicky, but you know, it's pretty bad when you think about a meatball sub from a Disney food court when you're not at Disney. You know, like that was good. Like I think about it fondly, often.
I can
Thinking about
tell.
it right now.
Okay, I have a quick once around for everyone. Now that everyone's been to Disneyland, because I threw on my list, I didn't know if we were keeping this just to Disney World. And I
Okay.
just got to thinking of good food and I thought of that broccoli soup.
Ah, yum.
And then I thought of the filet at Club 33. And just awesome.
Oh my gosh, yes. Yep,
Yes.
yummy, 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 yummy.
So, okay, real quick, one or two favorite foods, Disneyland. Lauren.
Well, those would be mine.
No.
You have to remember, I really didn't eat in a ton of different places. I loved that
Okay.
soup, and I hated Storytellers.
Oh, see, I want to
You
say
liked
that
it.
I love Storytellers.
Well, we went for dinner.
Yeah, it was good at breakfast.
Now, my
And
favorite meal was definitely by far Club 33.
right.
So I would have to
So you're going with the filet and the
go
soup?
with, yeah.
Bob?
And the desserts at Club 33.
Oh, well, see, I don't think I can count Club 33 because not everybody can get in
Yeah.
there. We're lucky enough that we
It's
were able
mean
to. So,
almost.
yeah. I mean, now
Yeah.
it was. I mean, honestly, that was the best piece of meat. I would have married that piece of meat if I wasn't already married. I mean,
There was a ceremony when Lisa and I
There
went.
was, yeah. Well, I was going to marry it, and then I think the staff dropped it on the floor, and
Yeah.
I didn't want her after that. Don't judge me.
Don't judge until you've tried it.
That's right. But I don't think you can count Club 33. If I'm picking
Okay.
one amazing thing, I gotta say the corn dogs.
I didn't have that.
Oh,
Oh,
nobody
God.
are hand dipped. Corn dog. I'm sorry. There's nothing like them at Disney World. They don't come close. But the ones at Disneyland, and I know they're outrageously priced at like close to $7. They're $6.50, something like that,
All right, I
for a
don't
corn
eat
dog.
corn dogs, but when I go in June to Disneyland, I'm having a corn dog.
I
Yeah,
don't.
you need a corn dog.
I don't typically eat corn dogs. Those were really good, and those were totally worth it. They were amazing. So. That was great. And the other thing that I think are really good at Disneyland, the churros.
Yep, I was
Oh,
going to
they
say
were
that too.
good. They were good. You're right.
Did you have the churros at the Cozy Cone or did you just have them at the regular?
No, we had them at the regular.
Okay,
Okay.
so I had them at the Cozy Cone and they're the mini ones. They're about 3 inches long and they come with a chocolate sauce. I didn't think they were as good as the big long ones that you just buy all over the place.
Okay.
But yeah, so that's what I would go with. Now that said, I think I need to return to Disneyland and do further food
I
research.
agree. That would be fun. Can I put in a good word for Carthay Circle? And I have had two meals there, and both of them have been marred by my companions. Whether it was
Wait, we were
Bob
your
and Steve.
companions at what?
I know. Whether it was Bob and Steve making fun of me because I spent 5 hours on a freeway in Los Angeles, for which should have been a 45-minute drive, that made me sad. Or my son, who I took there in February, who's, he's a little boy and he was not in a good mood. So that kind of ruined my meal. But I do have to say, it's a gorgeous restaurant and I thought my burger was pretty good. It was expensive, but it was good.
I think the food there was
They're trying. They're trying.
I think it's probably worthy of another visit.
It completely is.
Where Carthay Circus falls down, and hopefully they're working up the kinks. Yes, the staff needs a lot of assistance. I mean, when we were there, Chris, and we've told this story on the podcast before, I mean, I realize it's California, but I don't want my waiter auditioning, you know, for a role, especially not a role on this podcast. So.
Well, and I had bad servers too. I mean, like the manager and several of the servers were just standing near our table having conversations, and they weren't discussing like, "Hey, get those tomatoes chopped up in the back." They were talking about their, you know, plans for the night. So, I mean, you know, and I don't really care about that, but you know, it wasn't the best service. But it's probably one of the prettiest restaurants I've ever been in, except for maybe Remy, which I didn't have on the Dream or on the Fantasy, which I haven't had a chance to eat in yet, but it's beautiful in there. So I want to give it a second chance. And I also have to say, I thought that my breakfast at Storyteller's Cafe was really good. So.
But yeah, Disneyland and California Adventure, there's a whole opportunity there to explore and discover of food. So definitely worthy of another research trip.
Well, we will talk. We will get something put together and we'll go out there again.
So
we can swing that.
Just so you know that Bob and I and the Wakefields are considering going late September, early October.
I will not be joining you.
We can't.
I know, school. Well, we're looking at the we want to see the overlay for Haunted Mansion.
Yeah.
Oh, that makes it so fantastic.
Yeah, and I've never seen it, and I'd really like to see that. But
it'd be interesting to see. I wonder when they put the Christmas one up.
My understanding is the Nightmare Before Christmas is the overlay. It starts.
No, I mean, I'm sorry. I meant It's a Small World.
Oh, probably before Thanksgiving, you'd think, right?
Yeah. Well, we need to do it. We need to make it happen.
All right. So good one. Now I'm starving.
I am too.
All right. Well, let me go ahead and grab it, and I'm going to wrap it up right here. I'd like to thank PixieVacations.com for sponsoring this podcast. You can download our shows at mousechat.net and also from iTunes. Please send us your comments and questions to comments@mousechat.net. Please join us again here next time on Mouse Chat.